And now we have a debate in which we will find out if it was Bull. That's going to be the subject of the debate. Was that tract that we just heard true or nonsense? Debater number one, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm a media representative for the State Prison Network of New York.
Welcome. So you're here on behalf of the prison?
I am here on behalf of the prisons in the New York State Correctional Facility System.
Okay, excellent. And debater number two.
My name is Father Henry. You'd recognize me from 2 weeks ago in Tractor Fiction.
In the Four Angels tract, correct?
Correct. The name isn't important as much as the truths are, and media representatives like the one that stands across from me disgust me, but God bless her just the same.
Now, I'm sure everybody at home already realizes that, I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Ms. Nancy Smith.
Ms. Smith. Okay. As I'm sure everybody knows, Ms. Smith believes that this tract we just heard was completely 100% true. And Father Henry over here believes that this tract is completely false. Father Henry, we would like if you could tell us why this tract is false first.
Well, I am skeptical because it should be I noticed that this prisoner had a vocabulary that was pitiably stupid when he came in there. I remember he was like, the tract said, "Somebody loves me." God, he was disgustingly stupid, but bless his soul. Nonetheless, I found the change in behavior to be very disingenuous, and everyone else in the tract was unreasonable as well. For instance, as you know, I dislike trained preachers. The training makes them dishonest. All of my brothers were trained preachers, except for the ones who were insincere devil worshippers.
As in, they worshipped the devil, but they didn't really mean it?
They professed to worship God, and then they turned their back on God, and then they burned in hell.
In that order?
Precisely. And I had one brother, who though, as you know from the tract, was a trained clergyman, and as Jack Chick will teach you anything, it's that the less trained the clergyman is, the closer to God he is. Education gets in the way. I make an exception for the prisoner because he was clearly stupid.
Well, he wasn't trained, and so you're saying even though he wasn't trained, he still was wrong?
Right. Not being trained is not everything is not the only thing to bring you closer to God. My cat isn't trained, and yet my cat will go to hell for it has no soul.
If it doesn't have a soul, what's going to go to hell?
Perhaps the holy hairs upon the cat's tail.
Well,
his argument is clearly full of holes, just as a sieve is full of holes. Let me tell you why, my friends. Not only am I positive that the Bakersfield incident occurred, I have the papers right here to prove it. See, right here, the bull. The notorious bull leader of the Chicago family, crime family, that is. Yes, he had come to the Bakersfield prison and found God. Unfortunately, this caused a minor problem afterward when the other prisoners vaulted against him en masse. The guards assisted and things got a little bit bloody, but I do have the papers here to prove that it all happened up to the point where the tract ends. It all happened exactly that way.
Well, what happened after that?
At no point does God manifest himself in this tract as he does in virtually every other chick tract.
However, God clearly manifested himself, for within the 2 hours from which the prisoner, the bull, also known as Andy Kleinhoff, had found the tract in his cell, he actually learned to read. We can't really explain this professionally. He actually learned to read somewhat better, and his rhetorical voice was also greatly improved. Some of our experts think that he was going to college on the sly in prison somehow. There's not much we put beyond the bull.
He was quoting scripture pretty well, mere 2 days later.
That's right. There's a lot about the bull that we still don't understand. He's a very mysterious figure. Now, of course, we can never ask him anything again.
I'm sorry? Why? What happened?
Well, a few days, apparently. Apparently, judging from the time in which the tract ends, the honor given to the new warden at Bakersfield, something happened about a week after that honor, which was a rather historic occasion since Bakersfield was the only prison...
Blakefield.
Blakefield. Sorry. Blakefield was the only prison within the New York State prison system to actually swear off sodomy.
Because apparently the Bible says it's wrong. Now, let me ask you this. So you're telling me the factual events of this tract happened?
The factual events, yes.
But do you believe that the religious sentiment expressed is correct as well?
Frankly, I think that is completely correct, because on weekends I moonlight as an extremist Christian, burning books and shelling all Muslim and Jewish facilities. I believe this is one way to make our world a better place.
That we agree.
So you do agree. I was about to say, do you agree with this philosophy? You do.
Oh, on the religious opinion, certainly. I am as much of a fundamentalist extreme religious terrorist as he is.
I think there's a very good chance that she will not burn in hell for all eternity.
But she's still wrong?
She's wrong on this issue, and that may tip the margin.
I'm telling you that all the events of this tract, up to the end of this tract, are absolutely factual. Afterward, let's just say the tract ended at a rather opportune moment.
Now, Father Henry.
Indeed, yes.
I believe you do believe in helping criminals come to God, right? I believe you helped a lot of criminals come to God, correct?
Of course. What do you think I am, stupid? I'm not going to lead them to Satan.
Now, there is where you are incorrect. These criminals, these people we put into our institutions, are totally beyond rehabilitation. You can preach at them forever, but they will never, ever sincerely repent. The bull was a special case. The events subsequent to this tract would certainly erase any doubt in your mind.
Full of nothing but love. Preaching love, and I will preach and love until the day that life leaves my body.
They found the bull in 16 different pieces across 5 different counties, and I don't care how you say that.
Oh, that was because the bull was a liar.
No, that is certain proof that all of these criminals will go straight to hell.
Now, hold on.
Whether or not they repented.
Now, we do have an expert here on the line who wants to come on and say something. Expert?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name, please?
My name is Stacy Garcia.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Blakefield.
Oh, you're in the prison?
I'm in the prison.
Are you a prisoner?
I am a prisoner.
I thought it was a male prison.
It is actually a co-ed prison.
Oh.
Which is horrendous as far as I'm concerned.
I've never heard
of
it.
I was friends with the bull.
You were?
I was, and I am here to shed some light on the fact that this entire story has been blown completely out of proportion.
Really?
He was called because of his unfortunate size, was actually very, very gentle the moment he came into the prison.
Like Ferdinand?
Like, sure. Who was that?
The bull who liked the flowers?
Yes,
it was
exactly.
A children's book.
Exactly. We could have called him Ferdinand had I known who Ferdinand was. He did find God, but it was because he was so easygoing that when someone told him to accept God, he just did.
So, let me see. Are you saying that he didn't rule the prison with an iron fist?
Not at all. Everybody loved him. He ruled the prison with compassion.
Our records indicate that the bull dismembered 5 people, poisoned 3, and ran 2 through the roofs. Oh, excuse me here. Let me read it. Through the rafter roofs, like warp through woof. Parts of this were written by victims of the catastrophe that actually survived.
That explains the gibber.
Yes.
There was a lot of gang activity in the prison and a lot of jealousy towards the bull. A lot of gang activity that was blamed on him, and it was actually performed by the same people who eventually did kill him.
Do you have any proof of this?
I was there.
You, a mere prisoner who is going straight to hell?
Are you proposing, Ms. Garcia, that this was some sort of a cover-up and conspiracy that Ms. Smith here is participating
in? I'm convinced it was.
There is no conspiracy. God is on my side.
You're a media consultant.
That's correct. Who says that media is not God? And the media says you are damned.
Thou shalt not worship false idols, media blasphemer. And as for the prisoner, God may love you. In fact, God does love you, but that doesn't mean I have to. God forgives. I don't.
Now here's my question.
I'm here supporting you, dude.
Oh.
Here's my question.
I understand, the thing about your point that I disagree with now that I've said my piece. The records show, you might have this mistaken, the crimes of his that weren't brutally premeditated were crimes of passion, not crimes of compassion.
It doesn't matter whether or not the bull was guilty or innocent.
There were no crimes!
He is going to hell because he is a prisoner and the media says so. Media is God, you blasphemer!
Well, I guess as a part of the media, I can somewhat get behind that. However,
you bring tractor fiction to the masses, so there's, say, a 40% less chance of you going to hell. I've worked it out.
You are saved for one of the lower clouds, the squishy clouds in media heaven. You gotta swim a little bit, but you can still kind of float around.
Excuse me, Mr. Allen?
Yes?
My payphone's gonna run out, so is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes. What did you say your serial identification number was?
I didn't, and the payphone's running out. Bye!
Wait, sorry.
That call was a fake! It was a fake, I tell you.
Bless her for calling a radio show instead of her family or friends.
It was
an anti-media liberal, I tell you. It was a liberal.
She had one call, and she gave it to religious radio.
Well, maybe one call a day.
Dirty, filthy liberals posing as prisoners to reform our...
Well, we do have another expert, one more expert on, so here we go. Expert, are you there?
Yo.
Hey, who's this, please?
Sister Mary Grace.
Sister Grace, good to hear from you.
Well, I just wanted to say... I think that this is all bull, because let me tell you, I spent 20 hard years in Attica Correctional Facility before I found God, and trust me, it was a godless place. No one else believed in God.
Now, I have a question about that. You were in prison. If there was a prisoner who was incredibly physically strong, who could kill anybody easily,
could kill him easily
with his bulk. No, hold on, but this person's bigger than you, stronger than you, and this person said, "If you all don't believe in God, I will kill you." Would that have worked? Would everybody in the prison have started believing in God?
Most certainly. I mean, I believe in giving the beatitude with attitude. And I will take the Lady of Sario straight to your barrio.
So, okay, so while it wasn't true for your prison, it could have been true.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, so you you called up and said, it's not true. And then I said, could it have been true? And you went, well, yeah, it could have been true.
May I point out that aside from having a... self-defeating argument here. This nun, this sister, is actually a man.
I gotta tell you, you're very untrusting.
That's right. I've lived my life around prisoners, and I've lived my life around media consultants, and I'll tell you, the harder of the two are media consultants, and that's why we get to go to heaven.
Just because I'm a man doesn't mean I can't pray the rosary in hosiery.
That's sick. You're going to hell.
I think rhyming is evil. You're going to hell.
Well, apparently you are going to hell. So, it's kind of universally decided. But, thank you for calling. I do appreciate it, sister.
He's a cross-dresser.
I'll pray for his soul.
We don't like cross-dressers here.
Alright, well, we do have time now for the final arguments.
Alright.
Closing arguments. Father, why don't you begin?
Even though I hate all of you, I invite you to soup nonetheless afterwards.
What kind of soup?
Chicken noodle soup.
Excellent.
All godly ingredients from my church garden. But, first, I must correct your mistakes that you're all making. This tract simply doesn't make sense. What we have is corrupt earthly officials who have no right lording over anyone when in fact God is the ultimate lord of everyone, bossing over clergymen who don't earn and have never earned the right to preach God's wrath, preaching to an insincere, lying prisoner, talking to gullible sheep prisoners who are led around by force! This tract is false.
Very compelling.
And enjoy the soup afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Smith.
This tract is 100% true because I have the documents to prove it. I'm going to go burn something.
Well, I'm sorry. Do you have any food to offer us?
You need no food. Well, watch some television.
I still need...
Watch Jack Van Imp.
All right. Well, let me consider these
Listen
two arguments.
Listen to some Michael Jackson, for goodness sake.
They are compelling. Here's the thing. I gotta tell you, both of you had pretty interesting arguments that were compelling. However,
interesting, I mean, right?
Well, that's possible, but only one of you was able to produce documents to back up your argument, and I gotta say that convinces me. That puts me over the edge. So, Ms. Smith, I do think it seems that this tract was true. What was his name again? The bull's real name?
The bull's real name has been lost.
You lost the paper?
Yes, I burnt it. I told you I was going to burn something.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
That shows how good those documents were.
Well, they were good for kindling, apparently. But, all right, well, you did win, though, anyway.
Well,
Thank you.
I will pray for you anyway, even though this increases your chance of
going
to hell.
Pray in vain, preacher, for television will damn you to hell.
No, I have been ignored many times in my life, and I've always triumphed.
Obscurity awaits you.
I've triumphed over my stupid blasphemous brothers. I will triumph over you at some point.
Keep talking. You can't get airtime except on cable.
God bless you!
Do we still get the soup?
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. I hope you've learned something about the jail system and whatever, and have a good night and have a good day before that and after. Goodbye, this is Frank Allen on WHRW Binghamton.